outside the main tent here at the Dew Lectures in deepest West Wales. You never know who you're going to bump into. Well, it's easy to zone in on certain people, especially if they've just been on stage talking about interesting and geeky stuff. Zach Smith, Twitter account MakerBot, should you want to know more about what he's up to. Zach, that was really interesting and quite enlightening for a lot of people in the room, although I've been aware of the MakerBot since its launch in 2008, South by Southwest. What was it like talking about it today?
It was really great. It was a kind of funky experience giving a talk in a tent in at a campsite in Western Wales, but it was really fun.
And there's quite an eclectic mix of people here. You've got your creatives, you've got your designers, you've got your part-time geeks, you've got hippies, you've got your hardcore marketers. So as a result, there was kind of a bit of a mixed reception. Do you think it was the shock of, oh my God, he's just shown me the future?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I kind of went for the extreme, robots are going to be everywhere and they'll make you whatever you want.
Kind of after they make themselves.
Future. Yeah, yeah. I try to stay away from the whole self-replicating thing because that makes people think like, oh man, when's it going to come for me? And, you know, we make machines of creation that help people make the things that they want to make. So
explain a little bit about 3D printing for the uninitiated.
Yeah, so it's pretty easy. It's sort of, a very simple analogy. It's a robotic hot glue gun that builds up real physical objects layer by layer out of ABS or PLA. So it's the same stuff Legos are made out of, except it can be just whatever shape or form you want.
So pretty robust. You even talked about a biodegradable plastic.
Yeah, yeah, that would be PLA. It's made from corn. It'll biodegrade after a significant amount of time. But, it's not harmful to the planet, and it's pretty good plastic to print with.
I'm a big fan of the Maker kind of movement, and Make Magazine in particular as well. And I've been recently, I was building a small microphone for my harmonica because my one didn't seem distorted enough. And I thought, well, one thing I could do is distortion. But originally, my first job, I was making YAG lasers. And you're a big fan of lasers, I could tell.
Oh, yeah.
So yttrium aluminium garnet lasers for cutting through stuff. One of the lasers I built was designed for putting serial numbers onto guns. Which I just did the demo on. I wasn't in the arms business, but have you got any lasers knocking around?
I picked up this awesome green laser in Hong Kong that I love, and I'm not sure if it's legal or not. But
does it pop balloons?
It doesn't pop balloons, so
it's probably legal.
Probably legal. Good. I don't want to look anywhere near it though. So.
No. I ordered a green one from the States, but there's so much bad press about lasers being used out in the wilds and messing with people in aircraft that, you know, I used to take it out when I was walking the dog on a particularly misty night, and it was like having an infinity lightsaber. But
yeah,
there's limited games you can play safely.
That's right. That's right.
I've fixed one onto a plastic rocket launcher now, so I look even more intimidating when walking the dog. The rockets don't follow the laser; they're pretty bad.
That sounds awesome.
What do you think of Wales?
It's a beautiful country. People here have been really nice. I wasn't prepared for the cold, but that's my fault, not anybody else's.
Well, there's definitely enough bedding and clothing around. Are you sleeping in a tent as well?
Yeah, yeah. The sleeping part is okay. I just, they told me cold, so I thought bring a hoodie and you'll be all right. So.
Yeah, not quite. Yeah, I'm in shorts at the moment.
Thank God there's a pub.
Yeah. Oh, and it's got some really good ale. Were you there last night?
Yes, it does. Yeah, I was there last night.
It's all a blur for me. I think I remember your top that you're wearing through the haze. So tell me, I missed out very narrowly on winning during kind of a hack weekend a 3D printer. What are we looking at paying for a reasonable 3D printer now?
I believe the MakerBot runs about $1,400 these days. It's bad that I don't know the exact price as one of the founders, but I run the engineering, and so I am just deep in nerd land every day. Enough. So
if I wanted to buy one with a group of friends and then make the parts for a second MakerBot, what would the second one run at? You don't know about the front, so how are you going to know about the second?
I don't know.
Why am I even asking you this question? Make it up.
I know people have done that before, and I'm not sure if it is even cheaper. You know, one of the reasons we got into this is to try and make 3D printing as cheap as possible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with a lot of this stuff, you know, the price for just making one of something is really expensive. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, buying in bulk like we do, you know, even with a markup, it's still just really competitive. So. Mm-hmm.
So there was a couple of questions about, what if everybody starts copying everything, there'll be no manufacturing jobs left. What's your loose answer to that?
What is the British saying? Hogwash? Poppycock?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You know, every time a new disruptive technology comes around, it certainly destroys old jobs, but it also creates new jobs. You know, let's see, digital photography killed analog photography. You know, there are no more photo development studios, but you know, looking around today, there's a ton of photographers, and there's people that are making taking all sorts of photos. So, you know,
I guess what you're saying, I mean, I was a photographer, and I suddenly realized that when the newspapers started folding up because everybody was making and taking and sharing their own news, I'll be a freelance photographer, then suddenly I was turning up at offices and, hey, we got our own camera now. Thanks, but no thanks. So I moved on into multimedia, and then I move on. And I think it keeps you fresh and creative.
Yep, exactly. You know, not sticking around doing the same thing your entire life is, you know, I think that's just part of life and growing up.
Variation.
And changing it up every now and then.
So when's the next big change coming with MakerBot?
Let's see. I mean, we're just trying to put out new machines as quick as possible, and bigger, better, faster, stronger, cheaper. So
nice. Constant evolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's get on and enjoy some of the hands-on stuff that's happening at the Do Lectures now. And thank you very much for your talk.
You're
it was
welcome.
Really nice to see some beliefs and realizations shake, and some eyeballs taken out and given a good scrub here today. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.